T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big 3 at 3, number 1.
As we continue with the Deshaun Watson situation, what we know now, 20 of the 22 lawsuits have been amended, and the names are now available at the Harris County District Clerk's website. 20 of the 22, the reason why it's only 20 of the 22 is, one, they have not refiled yet, still looking into doing that. And then the other, Clint, one plaintiff that had filed a lawsuit against Deshaun Watson has dropped her lawsuit for now in light of privacy and security concerns. So we talked about it. We said Friday, both in the court of public opinion and within the hearings, was a winning day. But today, Wednesday, when the names would be released, we would find out how much of a victory it was for Rusty Harden and company, the attorney for Deshaun Watson. Now, as of 3:01 right now, that there are still 20 women who are continuing to file their lawsuit and one has dropped it. How big of a win was Friday for the Watson case?
I think it's progress in the right direction, but in terms of win, show, progress. I mean, I think it's, if you really talk to Deshaun and the, more importantly, Rusty Harden, I think they would be disappointed in the results of the names having to be attached to the lawsuits, the identities having to be made public. I would think that they were hoping for more than one of the 22 to decide that they would withdraw their lawsuit, or their lawsuit would be dismissed because they didn't want to attach their name to it. I would think that they were hoping for more. I would couch this at this point in time as progress. I mean, when it gets to 22, look, if you can just stop the bleeding right at this point where more lawsuits were coming out and you can start moving in the other direction, I think that's got to be couched as progress for Deshaun Watson and Rusty Harden. However, not anywhere near where I would think you could couch it as a for sure win.
Disappointing progress is how I would dub
it. That's fair.
Disappointing progress, because I think Rusty Harden, one reason why it feels like he wanted to have these names out public, right, was to be able to have this type of pressure on some of the plaintiffs. And to think that those women said, nope, 20 of them said, nope, we're hanging in. We're hanging in. We don't care. We're hanging in. We're staying in. And that this number didn't come down to the 15 range.
Yep.
That is something that I think they probably miscalculated. Because as you talked about it, you said this yourself, and I got to believe Rusty Harden were thinking, like, some of these may be hard to prove evidence past, you know, potentially sexual harassment.
Right.
Right. Some of them may be hard to prove, even in a civil case. So you would think that maybe some of them, and I'm guessing this is what Rusty Harden's thinking, maybe some of them are thinking to themselves, I don't want to go through all of this, and I don't want to have potentially my business ruined or anything like this off of something that potentially may be flimsy or may be able to be explained away by a really good attorney. But no, that is not how it went. It went, just one felt due to privacy concerns, and that one is still leaving the door open to refile, but just one, that had to be something they miscalculated.
Yeah, I mean, look, Rusty Harden, I mean, Tony Busby, the attorney for the plaintiffs in all of these lawsuits, I mean, he ended a statement, I believe, yesterday by saying, be careful what you ask for. And so, you know, he had to have a pretty strong inclination that these women, for the most part, weren't going to back off of the lawsuit and we're going to move forward putting their name on it. So, you know, we'll see. I think obviously the hearing and the ruling that all of these individuals, these plaintiffs had to be identified publicly. I think there's several layers to that. One of them we saw where, you know, they could choose to pull out of the lawsuit, which one did. You know, that's just one layer. I think the other layer of this is now Rusty Harden and company. Now they can literally connect the dots on who's who, what details go with what lawsuit, in terms of not that we read within the lawsuits, but what kind of evidence Deshaun Watson can provide to his attorneys that connect the dots with certain lawsuits. I got to believe that's progress in the right direction. Now, we can't put a value on it at this point in time, but you got to think that's movement and progress in the right direction.
Yeah, I
say right direction. Hell, if he's guilty, in a direction. I don't want to.
Right direction for them.
Sure, for them.
Yeah. I think the other part of that is now to the football part of it, and that is something we've also discussed is, all right, once we hear this, as you said, can the Watson camp stack together positive days that maybe push forward his ability to potentially be tradable, or a team to maybe a move be able to be made if they can stack together some days? Would today for you constitute that, all right, for the Watson camp, baby, this is in line with like Friday, and this is a day, what happened today is something that could speed the process up of potentially a move being made for Deshaun being traded or being able to move on from the Texans?
Yeah, look, I think that this would be progress at a snail's pace. Yep. And they need to be moving at NASCAR speed. You know what I mean? I mean, they've got 15
I don't know
days.
If this was a NASCAR speed.
No. And then it's like you've got
pace car.
You can't have this kind of day following a Monday and Tuesday of no action and then followed up by a Thursday, Friday with no action. If it's going to be one by one, then you better start chipping away because you got 15 days to put Deshaun. Because, I mean, it's not just in Deshaun Watson's best interest. I mean, it's not just in the Texans' best interest to potentially move on from Deshaun Watson in 15 days. It's in Deshaun Watson's best interest as well. So, not that has any bearing on the pace in which they're working. Yeah. Obviously, that's doesn't have anything to do with the situation at this point in time. But if we're having the conversation around whether the draft, whether he's able to be traded by a certain date, and that date we're discussing is the draft, they're going to have to pick the pace up.
Yeah. So that's the latest. Still 20 women who have continued their lawsuits against Deshaun Watson, even though the names have been made public, with Tony Busby representing them.
Big 3-3, number 2.
All right, Clint, the Astros on a 4-game slide. All right, this is the team that we've talked about that you feel like you have expectations of the team. That you feel like, all right, this is a team that has a chance to make a run, to make us enjoy watching our team, because the damn Rockets sure as hell aren't doing it, and the Texans, you're nervous about it.
No question.
And now they lose 8-2 to the sorry ass, and I mean this, the sorry ass Detroit Tigers.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not. They are now 6-5 on a 4-game losing streak. Jake Odorizzi or Rizzi, whatever you're going by.
Odorizzi.
Struggled. He's up here talking about he's got to call Justin Verlander to maybe to have some discussions about how to handle the Crawford boxes. How concerned potentially are you right now? I'm a little concerned with the pitching, especially the starting pitching. I would love to see somebody go five, like more consistently come out and go five. But how concerned are you four-game slide, 6-5, where how the Astros have been playing.
It's early. I'm not overly concerned. I do think that we probably got a little ahead of ourselves with that four-game run out of the box versus the A's, who I believe were the favorite in the division, from the jump. So we may have got a little bit ahead of ourselves there. But at the same time, I don't want to overreact to what the Astros are going through right now. I think if there's a concern, it's back to what the original concern was, which is the back end of the rotation and the bullpen, and ultimately the pitching staff being suspect in several different spots, being young in several different spots, and a lot of unknown, in several different spots. And I think that's what we've seen over the last couple of days is, that part of the Astros really, really struggle because these games are getting out of hand really quickly for the Astros. And this is a lineup that if you can just keep them in reach, couple of run reach, at any point in time, they can explode and take the lead. But when it's six or seven runs going into the eighth or ninth inning, then you got some major issues there.
You're right. It's early, and I said this with Los. I'm not going to lose it over 2 to 3 games, but it is early. It's 11 games. I still keep an eye on that rotation. The starters, especially with Framber out, those starters, the lack of innings that they're going, because the lack of innings now brings into play what we know is the biggest concern, and that is the bullpen. And the bullpen is having to throw a lot more innings because it appears that nobody but Zach Greinke is able to go more than 5 innings. And Christian Javier went 5. I mean, I don't know if anyone else has other than Greinke. And so they're bringing that into account. That is a bit of a concern. It's something that we'll watch. Lance McCullers goes tonight. Hopefully he has a better outing and picks the team up and can go 6 or 7 innings. That would be fantastic to see.
Big 3-3, number 3.
All right, one former Houston Texan, Jadeveon Clowney. You all love him, or at least love to talk about him. He makes a move, and he is heading to Cleveland, and he goes on a 1-year deal worth up to $10 million this year. $8 million could be more, could be $2 million more based on what he does on the field. He said, "I want to show I'm still elite and can dominate." A lot of people talking about the combination of him and Myles Garrett. Do you still see Jadeveon Clowney as a guy that is worthy of saying, "Boy, this could be one of the best combinations in football"?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, there's no question. Look, I've been critical of Jadeveon Clowney.
Get honest.
Well, yeah, that's fine. I mean, I try to always be honest. There's times when I get critical. I think Jadeveon Clowney is one that I've been critical of. I felt passionately about. He is a really good number two. So he is. I mean, he is a really, really valuable Robin, potentially. There's two things with Jadeveon Clowney. One, he's not a one, he's a two. He's not a Batman, he's a Robin, right? Yes. And number two, he's not a 4-3 defensive end, hand in the dirt, go get the quarterback. It's not who he is. You got to realize he's not a one, he's a two, and you got to realize that schematically, you got to move him around. You got to allow him to attack from depth. You got to allow him to attack in different gaps, not just put his hand in the dirt where he's confined to one or two gaps. That's not Jadeveon Clowney. If you're going to use him that way, he's not a good Robin. He's not a good two. He's average, right? But if you use him the right way, this combination could be a major, major problem for the NFL in 2021.
Yeah, and he's been a Robin before. He needs to stop playing like Alfred. That's what he needs. He needs to stop doing, because he was Alfred last year, or whoever Morgan Freeman was in The Dark Knight. All right. Listen, one of the most questioned offseason moves that Nick Caserio and Jack Easterby and company made was made to look worse yesterday by another move made in the NFL. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
I'm going to tell you what. I've said this. I was skeptical of the front office with Nick Caserio and Jack Easterbees and company with how they were going to go about things, because I think me and you both still believe Jack has a solid level of influence on moves that are being made in this with this roster.
Probably.
Player personnel.
I agree with you and Rack.
Thank you. Good to get him. He's still with us. But they've done a pretty good job in terms of their plan and how things have gone about. But one of these spaces where I think there's been some level of pushback or criticism, as you said in the last segment, is the move for David Johnson. And that is paying David Johnson $4 million on top of the two that he's making, or that he was going to make because of that was what he was owed with his last contract, and paying him, which could result to be around $6 million this year. And a lot of people thought, like, one, David Johnson, is it just time to move on from him, from what he showed us last year? That's where I stand. And that's just, it just seems like you could have gotten cheaper, right? It's not a catastrophic move, but it's one of the moves that he's looked at. Well, yesterday, a guy that I remember when it happened, I argued, man, this would be a fit that I'd like to see. And that's James Conner, former Pittsburgh Steeler. He signed a contract with the Arizona Cardinals, because, of course, that's where he went, for $1.25 million. It includes a $500,000 signing bonus. I don't know, man. I would much rather, if I'm a Texans fan, and as Ron the Show Hughley, would rather see James Conner running the rock than Dave Johnson, or catching the rock than Dave Johnson. He's younger. He's more athletic right now, and I think hungrier than what we saw, and just it's time to move on, and cheaper, obviously, as we see here.
Significantly
cheaper than David Johnson, even if you just said, all right, man, we're just going to cut David Johnson. We're going to take the bite of that $2 million. The combination of what he cost.
You could have cut David Johnson and signed James Conner for less than David Johnson's going to cost you before any incentives are even considered.
Yes. And I just that James Conner to me would have been a better choice for exactly what they're looking to do, which is maybe hit a couple of diamonds in the rough. Like, James Conner at his age still has a couple more years in him. David Johnson to me is, and I know I had the flag planted for Dave, but the evidence that we've seen, David Johnson is done here. He is done. And James Conner could have been a guy for cheaper, who's hungry as hell, who wants to prove things. And you get him on a one-year deal, and if he's just like he was in Pittsburgh, you let him ride. And if he's improved and running hard, and now you might have something. Now you may have something down the future where you could use. With David Johnson, you know for a fact, Clint, right? David Johnson's not going to be on this team after this year. I'd be shocked if they bring him back after this year. So, I mean, that move there, when especially you see the price and the cost of James Conner, I just think that's a mistake from the Texans front office.
It's definitely a head scratcher, but you got to look at what David Johnson, the whole package. I mean,
say the truth.
Well, no. I mean, look at the whole package, as in. I mean, Jack Easterby had a lot to do with the David Johnson move. And Jack Easterby needs the David Johnson project to work out in the Texans' favor. Jack Easterby needs David Johnson to go out there and be a 1,000-yard rusher so he can say, see, not only did I get him in the trade, but hell, I talked him into taking a pay cut before the season started to keep him. There's definitely a method to the madness of David Johnson still being a Texan. And clearly there's guys like James Conner that you could have signed for less. And I would think the expectations for that guy would be higher. There's also a premium put on the David Johnson that's not going to ruffle any feathers guy. You know, there's a premium put on that with this particular group that's running the Texans right now. And this particular position the Texans are in right now, and they're comfortable with David Johnson. To the tune of over $4 million guaranteed and a possible, what'd you say, $6
million? Yeah, when you talk about the two that he already had, like his contract, the contract they got him for was for, could go up to four plus million. And he already had two, $2 million that he was just already going to be owed because of his previous contract. Like that, like they're paying him.
Yeah, I mean, he's got 3.5. He got a $3 million signing bonus. He's got a $529,000 roster bonus. And then he's got a base salary of 1.2. So he's a 4.25 dead cap hit right now. And if he plays all year, he's going to hit the cap for 4.7, almost 4.8 million. So when it's all said and done, there's 3.5 million that I see on this guaranteed, no doubt about it. So, yeah, man, that's a tough one to wrap your head around of why you, when guys like James Conner were out there, especially this long, you wonder why David Johnson.
Because he's the type of guy that you could get. He's the type of guy that's got, like, James Conner's mindset has to be, I got something to prove, and I want to go somewhere where I can get the rock and get the ball. And he is a hard-working guy, and this is a guy that runs hard, and this one, he just makes more sense at running back. You're just talking about the field at running back than a guy like David Johnson from Price to where he is in age and what you could see in the future. But I think what is most frustrating is the point that you hit, and that is even throughout all this Deshaun Watson stuff and the stuff about the Texans have been put on hold because we've had such focus on Deshaun, that right there just brings it up again. Oh, yeah, the Texans still make these decisions that aren't always just based upon it. It appears they make these decisions.
Sports Radio 610. Breaking news. Powered by Odyssey and presented by BetQL. Become a better sports bettor. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Well, you legit scared the hell out of me with that one. Tyler, you got breaking news. What is it?
Yes, the Houston Astros have announced that they are placing Yordan Alvarez, Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, Robel Garcia, and Martin Maldonado on the injured list.
Oh, hell.
We do not have details yet, but they are being placed on the injured list. It's thought to be maybe COVID-related at this point.
All right. And one more. Who are those names again? Let me...
Yeah, this is coming from Adam Spillane, by the way.
It's the guys last night that didn't bat in the ninth inning. It's
the guys that got pulled.
They got news at some point in time yesterday mid-game that certain guys...
Oh, Dusty.
And he said their legs are getting tired.
Do you have the Dusty audio? Real quick, if you're just jumping in, Yordan Alvarez, Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, Robel Garcia, and Martin Maldonado are all on the injured list. There had been word... that was coming down throughout that, hey, there's going to be some potential rostered moves made today for the Astros, and they do intend that the game will still be played. A.J. Hinch met with the media earlier and said, A.J. Hinch said there were no discussions on postponing the game today. He is aware that the Astros are making some roster moves before the game, but said there was no news to announce. And now we see these roster moves. Coming up, Taylor Jones, Garrett Stubbs, Abraham Toro are all with the Major League team. Robbie Dawson has been selected as well, and Alex Delgatti. Those are all coming up. Oh, my God. Miles Straw is taking grounders at shortstop. Yuli is taking grounders at second base. And Brantley is over at first. Oh, boy.
Is it, this crew's going to end the four game slide here?
You got to be kidding me.
It's easy. This is going to happen, show.
You got to be kidding me.
What the hell is going on?
You're so right? Is that all the players that got pulled? Bregman was pulled last night.
I'm trying to find it right now. Yeah, because I remember watching it and I'm going.
Well, Brantley was pulled too, though, and he should be out there.
He's out here playing first.
No,
base.
You're right, because Maldonado batted for Altuve, which late in the game. Diaz batted for Brantley. Garcia batted for Bregman. McCormick batted for Straw. So yeah, I'm wrong on that. It wasn't all those guys. I just remember seeing that going, what's going on here?
But I know Altuve and Bregman were pulled out of the game. But once again, if you are just joining us, good God, Yordan cannot stay on the field. Yordan Alvarez, Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, your 5 hitters. And are out of the lineup.
Yeah, it's not good.
Robel Garcia and your starting catcher, Martin Maldonado, are all headed to the injured list.
Martin needs to hit his ass straight to the batting cages. I know that much. Get some cuts in underneath the park.
Good hell, what is going on?
It's got to be COVID related, right?
You would think all of them out right
it's
now.
Gotta be.
It's got to be. We'll continue.
So here's where we are, Houston. You got the Texans messing the bed. You got the Rockets doing God knows what. And you got the Astros who are on a 4-game losing streak.
And holy mother of God.
I might get me an at-bat tonight.
You might. We'll continue to give you the breaking news. The Astros are making major, major roster moves with almost all of their best players. Thank God Los is fine.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. Sports Radio 610. Breaking news. Powered by Odyssey and presented by BetQL. Become a better sports bettor. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, if you're just jumping in here with Clint Sterner and the show, the Astros have announced that they have placed Yordan Alvarez, Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, Robel Garcia, and Martin Maldonado on the injured list. General Manager James Click is going to be meeting with the media shortly to give more details on why they have put these five players on the IL.
Well, yeah, and being called up off of that good God, that's your leadoff hitter, your third hitter, your, good gracious, Yordan Alvarez, fourth, fifth hitter, my goodness. Also being called up with that Taylor Jones, Garrett Stubbs, and of course, Dusty's favorite, Abraham Toro.
Where's he from?
He's from Canada. Whoa, Canada.
There it is.
That's Abe. Honest Abe is back. And Robbie Dawson and also Alex Delgatti. He has been selected as well, those two. So this is wild. In a 4-game slide, now they have to play without Altuve, Alvarez, Bregman. How many people have better averages than those guys? I mean, they have been performing. I know the team has been on the slide a bit here lately offensively. Those might be three of their top five hitters right there. The way they've hit at the start of the year. I think Brantley's probably up there.
Yep.
Probably Los is probably,
yep,
of course.
Yep, but, yep. Here's the deal with this COVID-19 stuff, which I'm assuming, probably shouldn't assume, but I am. This isn't their legs are tired. What Dusty said, their legs are tired. I mean, ultimately, when this is something COVID-related, and I tell you what, this COVID-19 pandemic, it's been rough on some folks. There ain't no doubt about it. So I don't want to minimize the hell some of us have been through.
And by the way, James Click has just announced that it is due to health and safety protocols.
Got it. COVID-19 done made some cats some money.
The virus. I mean,
there's dudes playing in Major League Baseball that would have never sniffed
some of these
Major League Baseball diamond, and they're spending getting quality at bats in season. Who'd you say the Astros are calling up?
I'll try it again. Taylor Jones, who sounds like a country artist.
Where's Taylor Jones? What position?
Can we find
out
where Taylor Jones is? I'm gonna guess.
I thought Taylor
Jones
was that big. He's that big, the big tall first baseman, isn't he?
Oh yeah,
he is an infielder. Yes,
he's an infielder. Garrett Stubbs, who's a catcher, who may be the second or third best base stealer on the team, even though he's a catcher. Abraham Toro, Mr. Everything. To Dusty, Alex Delgatti, and Robbie Dawson. I don't know those two fellas, I'll be honest with you.
But yeah, Taylor Jones, big 6'7", 230. Yeah. 6'7".
First baseman. The other parts about this, and there are reports that Miles Straw is taking grounders at shortstop. Yuli is at second base. Brantley was at first base.
No, Brantley at first.
That's what.
Now you got to go Taylor Jones at first. You got to go Taylor Jones at first.
I'm just telling you what's being reported out here that they're watching as they're on the diamond, is that Yuli is taking balls at second base. I'm not saying.
Where's Diaz at? Third?
Yeah, you may. Yeah, I guess he's got to play. God, dog.
I mean, Diaz got to play third or short. Who'd you say? Straw can't play short. He can speak.
The hell are they? I mean, I don't think so. I don't think they need to move Los over. Yeah, Diaz can play third.
Oh, that's right. Los is good.
And Abe. Abe can play third. Toro can play
third. Your three infielders. Yeah. I guess they're trying to keep as many bats, which makes sense.
Or maybe they're just saying we might have to fool around. You might have to. You may be an injury away or a pinch hitter away from having Miles Straw playing short.
Well, if Miles Straw plays shorts, and I need Taylor Jones at first because Miles Straw's throwing across that diamond, I need him throwing at a 6'7" target.
Tell me if I'm thinking too much. It could be crazy and dangerous at times.
Lose to third. How about that?
It might happen if need, but I don't think it'll, not as a starter. It may have to happen due to he had to pinch hit or pinch run for Toro or somebody and they needed to move him over. But this is the thing where it could catch you. Say, like, what if the Astros lose the division by like three games or two games?
And you look back on this,
and you look back.
Oh yeah,
and there's no like the effects of what, like I don't remember. I'm not sure. This is off the top of my head, Clint. I'm not sure I remember a team being hit at one time from COVID, like even last year, when some guys would have to sit down being hit like this, to lose their leadoff hitter, who you could argue is their best hitter, and Altuve. And if you want to argue who else would be, it'd be Alex Bregman. And then they lose Yordan as well. Like, and then their catcher, who is the guy who really calms the staff down at, like, I don't know if we saw a team get hit like this, and no telling how long this could be. It could be 10 days. That's at least what the injured list is. I mean,
did they say it's cautionary, or did they say it's due to a positive test?
He is not able to say yet if there's any positive tests. As of now, it's just because of the protocols and the
contact tracing or something like that.
Yes.
Gotcha.
But we don't know for sure. There could be.
So here's a question. Is this a lineup that can end the four-game skid by the Stros?
Probably. What is the lineup going to look like tonight? Is Miles going to finally get his shot to lead off?
It's going to look like the Tigers lineup did the first night of the series.
I'll be damned. Los is in that lineup. You stop it.
Yes.
I mean,
you got to lead off with Brantley.
Do you?
You got to.
I think you lead off with Los.
I'd lead off with Brantley, Los.
Text in your lineup.
Yuli
713-572-4610. Text in what your lineup is. I guess Castro's dead last.
Can we sign Biggio for like a day? I bet he can at least put the bat on the ball.
Oh, Tucker's in there. Tucker would be four.
Tucker's in there.
Oh yeah, you still got a solid 1, 2, 3, 4.
I mean, you're all right.
Question is, do you put Straw at one since you at least spent the entire spring training talking about it? Can you give him a run at the leadoff?
Yeah, I think
and
it's
then you got
Miles.
Your 1 through 5 solid.
What, Miles, Brantley?
I'd go Miles, Brantley, Los, Yuli, Tucker, or Tucker, Yuli, however you want to do it.
He likes to go right, lefty.
I think Dusty's going to have to compromise here a bit. I mean, damn. Like, forget your right-lefty.
I'll just tell you what Dusty likes to do, right? He likes to go right. I think he might.
I wouldn't be mad at Diaz at 6.
Yeah, Diaz ain't bad. And then.
What are you going to do if he trots Toro out there in that leadoff?
Toro's, he's not leading off, but Toro's playing tonight.
Dusty, Toro, Dusty loves some Toro,
he loves
man.
Him. He loves AT. Don't recall him. He loves Abraham Toro. If you are just missing things, the breaking news, we kept hearing that the Astros, they kept saying the game's not going to be postponed. It's going to be played as thought to be at 6:10. But the Astros are going to have to make some moves. And then it was reported, Adam Spolane, who hopefully we'll get on to hear the latest on what's going on and what he's hearing. But they had to make some major moves. Yordan Alvarez, Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, Robel Garcia, and Martin Maldonado, they are all now headed to the injured list. And we've gotten confirmation, Clint, from James Click, the general manager for the Astros. It is due to health and safety protocols of why they're going in. And now they're bringing in a very tall fella by the name of Taylor Jones, Garrett Stubbs, everybody's favorite, Abraham Toro, who I'm calling right now. He's going to go 2-for-4 tonight.
Hey, is the lineup out? Yeah, no, I think it is.
You're kidding me.
I think it is, and Miles Straw is leading off.
They've already put the – there's no way they've already put the lineup out.
And I got hammered that. Miles Straw came up as a shortstop, naturally plays the infield.
Okay. Fastest man alive, leading off, baby.
Look, it's fair. It's fair. It's fair. How in the hell is – even if he naturally came up, which I trust you, my Twitter, I trust you until you give me a reason not to. Hell, you're not going to break the infield with this. You're damn sure not going to break the infield with this. With Bregman, Correa, and Altuve. So yeah, you better transition to the outfield. What's that lineup looking like? Straw Dog leading off. If he goes bunt single out of the gate, I'm texting all you sumbucks.
So we got Straw leading off. You got Elidmus Diaz at second. Batting second.
Oh, God.
Michael Brantley batting third, playing left. You got Yuli Gurriel batting cleanup, playing first. Kyle Tucker after him in right field. Then Los Correa batting sixth, playing his normal shortstop. Abraham Toro is playing third, batting seventh.
Toro.
Ronnie Dawson is DHing. And Jason Castro rounds out the lineup.
What the hell, Dusty? Sixth.
Los can't get up. Los is batting six, and they lost half the damn team.
That's why I feel sexy.
So they just. Okay, listen. If you don't want to pay him, just come out and say you don't want to pay him. You don't got to just send signals to him. He's batting over 300 and winning games for you. He's got to really clean up these errors, though. All right, he's already got more errors than he had last year already. Right now, but seriously, sixth.
I'm with you. I mean. I typically don't think in this
Give me
lineup.
The mad dog.
I typically don't think that in this lineup you
Six.
Could. You,
he's taking a pull from the mad dog right now.
It's an MD 2020 moment. This is one of those deals where I've never thought like Los Correa could have any kind of complaint about where he's batting this lineup because they're so damn deep and they're so good. It's like it doesn't really matter, right? Is that not a slap in the face?
It's a kick in the nuts.
I need somebody to.
What is Dusty C, man?
I need
Dusty,
somebody
I
to help to, us out. I need somebody to help us
they
out.
They took this out of Dusty's hands. This must be some sort of analytics thing. This don't even sound like a lineup Dusty would make. Sixth?
If he's not sixth, though, your back half of that lineup is rough.
Who gives
but
a
damn? He might be looking at six straight outs.
He has no protection.
Once again, Miles Straw and Litmus Diaz is getting more at-bats than he is.
I mean, they all got to start hitting with men in scoring position. Let's get that straight. Even Los, they
okay,
all got to
so
do that.
So let's give it a shot at having protected by Abraham frickin' Toro.
Come on, Dusty.
Dusty's on the clothes again, man. Come on.
He's on the clothes again.
Have some bad cognac last night? What are we doing? Dusty got all this news and just got flustered. What does Robbie Dawson look like? Do we have some numbers on Robbie Dawson?
It's Ronnie.
Is it Ronnie? Ronnie Dawson?
Ronnie Dawson.
I feel like I should know his name. I feel like when you described that big fella, I thought, well, that sounds like the DH. What the hell's Ronnie Dawson done?
That big fella.
Taylor, that Taylor kid's going to be somewhere pissed off. How the hell I didn't get in the lineup at DH? Good God.
Ronnie Dawson.
We got some height and weight on Ron Dawson.
Grove City, Ohio, 25 years old, 6'2", 225.
Ronnie's got to probably go deep tonight. Wow.
Got a little Christian Javier look to him. Not going to lie to you. Okay. He's got a little, he looks a lot like Christian Javier. Take a gander. Tell me I'm wrong.
I don't know. But don't
Ronnie
blame
Dawson.
Blame. Sixth.
Maybe
How
not.
Come to that?
When I got the high definition picture, he did not look like Christian Javier. Either that or he slimmed down when he took this headshot this year.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Miles Straw tonight. What do you all think he's going to do tonight? You think Miles? You think?
I think he lays one down. I think he lays down a bunt to start the game. Infield hit to start the game. Is there? Can I put a wager on that anywhere?
I'll bet you right now.
Okay, what do you want to bet? Infield hit.
1 for 5.
All right, I'll step out of it.
With 3 stolen bases.
1 for 5?
3 stolen bases? How are you getting those three stolen bases?
That's impossible. That means you have to bat
7 times.
He's still
in second, third, and home.
You're an idiot. You knew as soon as you said it that you tripped up 1 for 5.
Well, he could get on by an error.
That's true, too, Walk.
Which is likely with his infield hit. 1 for 5.
That's true. That means 6 plate appearances. I'm trying to be positive.
I'm sorry,
here.
People are telling me, hold on, so nobody else has a problem with Los Correa batting 6 tonight.
With
half of the lineup out.
I'm shocked.
Someone texted in, Ronnie Dawson might as well be Ronnie Hughley. You're damn right. Who is R. Dawson?
That's a text of the day.
Good God.
Ron Dawson, 25-year-old outfielder.
He's standing at 6'2", 215. He's from Ohio.
Yeah, Ohio
not
kid.
Me.
Well, he's obviously tough as nails from Ohio.
He's obvious.
Got a little Christian Javier look to him. He's got a little Christian Javier look to him in the picture I Googled, and then the picture, the high def picture. He's a little better looking, a little younger looking, a little leaner.
A little younger looking.
Yeah.
Boy, do they need a performance from Lance McCullers tonight? You're right, though.
This is the lineup that snaps the streak.
You're right, though. This will be the night that they put up 7.
It'd be beautiful.
All right, I'll do this.
What are you going to do if Straw goes 3 for 4 in the leadoff
spot? I'll put this
in
right now. I will, even though I can't eat it, I'll bring in lunch. I'll bring in lunch if the Astros score more than 5 runs.
I bet it's from Chick-fil-A.
Because I do have that card.
Because you can get half of it for free.
No. What you call the lunch. You all call the lunch. Remember, I'm married with 3 children. You all call the lunch.
Mm. Anything?
Anything.
You want me to bring in some pizza?
No, this ain't no damn kiddie party. Damn. You think this is? Bring in the pizza.
5 runs. I put it at 5 runs. Do the
That's the over-under? And if they go over, you're bringing in lunch?
If they go over, if they score 5 or more.
5 or more. So set it at 4.5.
4.5. That probably makes sense.
Obviously, all right. Where do you want to go, T?
You know what? Text line, you send it in. Where's lunch? Where is lunch? Text line, you send it in. 713-572-4610. If the Astros score 5 runs or more, I'm bringing in lunch. I got the lunch.
Well, I'm going to hit you with some good spots.
I just said I think we just decided that. The text line. Actually, no. You know what? The text line will get real quick. Capital Grill.
We could do El Tiempo.
Oh yeah. Mm. I got you. You said you love the fajitas.
No, he loves the filet fajitas. He's
what I just said.
He's a little bougie now.
You like them too, y'all.
I don't dislike them, but he like goes there for them. I go there for their margaritas. Their house margaritas.
We're getting Hooters. Now we got people up here talking.
No,
about
we do Twin Peaks, Chief.
Yeah, you're right.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, if we're going to have a restaurant, it's going to be Twin Peaks.
Whoa. Okay. Whoa. Easy, killer.
Oh, my.
Easy.
Yeah. All right, yeah, just so if you're just missing it once again, the Astros are just out of out of this world. They've had to let several of their top position players and put them on the injury list. According to GM James Click of the Astros, he has stated that it is due to safety protocols, safety and health protocols. Those guys, Yordan Alvarez, Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, Robel Garcia, and Martin Maldonado, they are all on the injured list. And out the lineups are out, and for some odd reason, 1-2 in the lineup tonight's Miles Straw and Elitmus Diaz. And that's really not towards you, Mr. Diaz, but really, Miles Straw.
My God.
All right. Clint Sterner's football at 4 coming up, and he is fired up at the NFL Players Association. We'll let you hear exactly why coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.